coaches this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Brewery. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough start for your team up at Maine. Finished at the 56-28 setback. You've gone back and looked at some tape. Just give me your analysis on what happened Saturday.
Yeah, I'm certainly disappointed in the overall scope of the game and obviously the outcome. You know, we put the ball on the ground on the first play of the game, and you know, Maine took advantage of that. I think they came in with a very good game plan on both sides of the ball. Out executed us early. They deserve a ton of credit, and you know, we've got to figure out how to get better. Specifically starting the games. We've had a little bit of trouble with that this calendar year, but we'll figure it out. The attention is there. The kids want it, and we're going to figure out how to turn those scoreboard lights the other way.
Obviously, you get into a 28-0 hole at the end of the first quarter. It would have been easy for your guys to call it a day, especially on the road, but you didn't. You battled back, hit a lot of big plays. How pleased were you with the response of your guys over the rest of the afternoon?
Yeah, it was a difficult halftime, as you can imagine. But you know, I think one thing about the character of this team that I've witnessed over the course of the last half a year since we've been together in January, and over the course of you know, some tough losses. The Richmond loss the week before was a tough loss for them to swallow. You know, they're standing tall. They're ready to compete. They're putting their oars in the water, and they're going to row together and continue to row together.
First question this morning from Alexander DeMar. Go ahead, Alexander.
Good morning, Coach. Your defense really struggled on Saturday, allowing 56 points to a team that has also struggled offensively. What went wrong there?
You know, they hit us with two, I will call, trick plays, a reverse and a flea flicker, both in the first quarter, and that got us. And then, you know, our biggest Achilles heel defensively has been giving up the big play. And you know, they had three big plays in the first quarter, the two of those and one big coverage thing. They attacked it correctly, and then they got us. So, yeah, I mean, as I said, as I started this call off, I think they did a good job with their game plan. They found some weaknesses, exploited it, and you know, at that point, played very good, consistent football as a team the rest of the way.
And this week, you guys get to play another struggling offense with Morgan State. How do you feel about the defense's potential for a bounce back game this Saturday?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I think we'll be prepared. You know, I think Maine had the unfortunate part of playing against some really good defenses and competition. So I think they were much better than their stats showed. And I think Morgan State has been a terrific team this fall. They went into Richmond, beat Richmond, went up to Akron, and had a chance to win that game, played Albany to an overtime game. So that's a quality program, and they'll be ready to play, and it'll be a home game for them, and we'll show up.
Jack, your next question from Anthony DeCacco. Go ahead, Anthony.
After the slow start, Casey Case had a very good game and got the offense going. How happy have you been with his progression, and what has he done to improve this season thus far?
Yeah, he you know, he had a really good first half under the circumstances, and under some of our offensive line injuries, there was a lot more pressure in this game than the four games combined. And he stepped into every throw, made some real big throws going at it. He's progressed each week as we thought he would based on what we saw in practice. And he's starting to put up the stats that we will expect to have and continue. And, you know, if we can get the rest of the group to play just a tad better around him, I think we have some good things to look forward to.
Now, Johnny Martin was out again this week too. Did he re-aggravate his injury?
No, he actually, on one of his two carries he had against Richmond, he had a foot sprain, so he'll be out again this week, unfortunately.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Check a follow-up from Alexander. Go ahead, Alexander.
Your offensive line has been one of the better ones at protecting against the pass rush. Morgan State has 15 sacks this season. How will they continue to limit pressure this week?
Well, part of it will go for Casey getting the ball out of his hand. Coach Dressner put us in good situations. We got to stay out of third down and long. They can pressure the quarterback if you get long yardage down a distance. You know, we just got to continue to do a good job with the principles of our protections and get the ball out of the quarterback's hand.
Chuck, we've seen Jaden Cook running the ball out of the backfield, but moved into the slot, 7 catches, 117 yards, a couple of long touchdowns. What went into that decision, and maybe talk about his performance and what he brings to you there?
Yeah, I mean, he's a slash type of guy for us. He stepped up Anthony Johnson, you know, was not able to play in the second half. He's fortunately healthy for this week, but we held him out. And James basically took his role and his reps and did a real good job with it. Made a terrific catch and on a touchdown catch, one of the better ones I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think he had 3 pathways that you scored on over 36 yards. Is that kind of some of the big plays that you've been kind of looking for from this offense and that you hope to carry over?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was the one thing that we lacked the first 4 weeks, our ability to change the field position with big plays, either run or pass. And we got more of them on Saturday. We're pleased with that. We'll have to continue.
You touched on the fact that Morgan State has played a bunch of CA teams already. As when you go to scout a team that's played some teams that you're more familiar with, is that helpful at all as you try to break them down?
Yeah, absolutely. We also played them last year, which is certainly helpful in our preparation. But coach has done a tremendous job preparing them on both sides of the ball. They're very sound. They play good football. They run to the football. They're physical. And, you know, all the CAA opponents have seen that this year. And so we're excited about the opportunity to play against them.
All right, Chuck, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck at Morgan State, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.